What's up, everybody? How's it going? I'm back with another episode of The World of Floaters. And today I have a very interesting topic, and I have a reason for this topic as well. So on my Instagram, I had one of my friends, Sarah Sin, shout out to you for sending me these questions. But she sent me this question that kind of intrigued me, and I wanted to do some research on it and kind of look it up. So I did some light research. But even with the light research that I did, I found some things that kind of threw me for a little loop. And I'm still kind of piecing it together, but I wanted to get this episode out there of the vid pod. I don't know, because, you know, this is a podcast, but, you know, I'm also on YouTube. Anyways, you know what's up. Work with me. Thank you very much. But anyways, this question, when I first seen it, I was thinking in my head, like, I could probably just debunk this and kind of go on to the next question, because she sent me like 17 questions, and I appreciate all those questions, and I'm probably going to get to the rest of them in other videos. But when I did some research on this actual question, I was intrigued, and there's some things that, let me just get to the point, because you're probably thinking, like, stop saying things and stuff like that. And I agree. I just start kind of rambling and going on and on. So the question is, do you think makeup, black eyeliner, mascara go inside the eye? How about someone who has been using makeup for years? Is that related to floaters? And I was consumed by this question because of the things I found. So I found some websites here that kind of gave me a reason for making this whole video and episode about this. So it's called independent.co.uk. Again, I'll have this link in the information in the bio of this video. But it says, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just read some of this for you. As an eye surgeon and ophthalmologist, I've noticed that many who wear eye makeup are unaware of some of the potential negative effects. Here are some of the ways to ensure makeup doesn't affect your health. And let me just kind of throw this out there. This website that I'm going to read right here, it doesn't say anything about eye floaters. But I have another website that this kind of leads me to that will kind of make this all come together for you. And you can always do some research on this too. But I find it interesting because, hey, after all, we don't know what is causing eye floaters at the end of the day. We know there's certain things that happen to the eye, like cataracts and glaucoma and different high blood pressure type of issues that can cause eye floaters. But there's one thing in particular that using makeup can lead to, from what I understand anyways. So let me continue. It says, according to research by the College of Optometrists, over a half of makeup users do not check the instructions to see how long they should keep their mascara on for, with almost a fifth admitting they didn't even know that there's an expiration or something that, like an expiration, like on how long you could wear it. They didn't know that existed. Mascara was first used by the ancient Egyptians over 4,000 years ago, and were basically made of a mixture of crushed charcoal, soot, crocodile stool, honey, and water. Today's products are produced in much cleaner environments, but basically the concoction is similar. Okay, that was kind of useless information for us right now, but anyways, it's content, right? All right. As you'd expect, the eye includes the globe, but also the eyelids, and is vulnerable to infection. Okay, here's where it starts getting a little better here. As many contact lens wearers will know, that the more you touch the eye, the more likely it is to be infected. Therefore, applying makeup to the eyelids daily, particularly if the kit is not clean or past due date, can lead to problems with the eyelids, the tear film, and eye itself. Soot particles and mascara can also get into the small oil producing pores along with the length of the eyelid margin and block them. These meibomian gland pores produce the essential oil required for a stable tear film. Blocking these pores cause a chronic inflammatory reaction in the eyelid called posterior meibomitis, which is the most common cause of red eyes, dry eyes, and irritated eyes. Wash your brushes, right? Makeup brushes in particular will gather bacteria and dirt over time. This means that every time you go apply makeup using the brush, you may be spreading the bacteria and dirt into the eyes. Eyelids, margins, therefore tear film, possibly onto your cornea, eyelash curlers can also build up. Anyways, I don't want to finish that article right there, or that portion of the article. I just kind of want to talk about that because I'm not sure exactly how people are using the makeup brushes and if they're washing them. I don't use makeup myself. Maybe some of you can like leave some comments and kind of fill me in. But I would assume that if you're not washing the makeup brushes, that bacteria can build, because bacteria can build on anything. It's a living thing. So if there's moisture, oh my gosh. I can't talk today, everybody, but I wanted to get this video out, I swear. If there's moisture on the brush, that could grow some bacteria. So let me see here. Oh, and then also, you know, like when you're going to those Mac stores or the Sephora stores and everything, are they using like brand new brushes on each and new client? I sure would hope so, because you don't know who has like different diseases or herpes on their eye, or you never know. And that could be something that is leading to bacteria in the eye as well. Here we go. The concept of sharing makeup brushes and eyeliners is also a vector for cross infection. So it's saying do not share your makeup brushes. Okay. You would never share a toothbrush. So consider, why would you share mascara or eyeliner? The principle is the same. A toothbrush carries bacteria much like mascara brush does. Hey, does anybody know? Leave in the comments if you do, what program I could use to make it to where when I'm scrolling through the website, you can kind of follow along with me, because I know that's a possibility. I've seen other YouTubers do this, and I'm learning on the go right here, people. So I appreciate you all working with me too, by the way, and subscribing to the channel. And then also it says don't apply on the move, be wary of false eyelashes. Anyways, to kind of like get done with this article right here, what I'm taking from this is that you can share bacteria with people if you're using the same makeup brush, and bacteria can build if you're not washing them, and then you're putting them on the eye and everything, right? And that could cause some issues there. And there was another one on here I wanted to talk about. Let me just kind of read through it real quick, skim through it more so. Oh, this part. False eyelashes can be potentially dangerous both initially and in the long run. First, applying any type of adhesive near the eye can cause problems if glue enters the tear film or ocular surface. Glue onto the ocular surface can cause abrasions, bacteria infections, which can lead to scars and potentially permanent visual damage, which may require laser surgery, restore vision. While long eyelashes are a preference for many, they have been shown to possibly act as wind tunnel, forcing air particles directly into the eye and making the eye dirty. Very interesting stuff, people. And so with that being said, from that article, what this led me to while I was in the rabbit hole of eye makeup and how it correlates with eye floaters, or how it can correlate with eye floaters, I came across the uveitis website, because somebody said that they got uveitis from having bacteria in the eye, and they believe, this is what their doctor told them, that it was caused from bacteria from eye makeup brushes. And this is how I came across it. And for those who don't know what uveitis is, I'm just going to kind of give you a little rundown. Uveitis, pronounced uveitis. Okay, we know that already because I'm saying it right. It's the inflammation of the uvea, the middle layer of the eye that consists of the iris, ciliary body, and choroid. Uveitis can have many causes, including eye injury, inflammatory diseases, exposure to toxic chemicals such as pesticides, acids used in manufacturing processes also can cause uveitis. All right. Many cases of uveitis are chronic and they can produce numerous possible complications, including clouding of the cornea, cataracts, elevated eye pressure, glaucoma, swelling of the retina, retina detachment. These complications can result in permanent vision loss. Okay, so people are getting uveitis because of a bacteria, a disease in their eye that's causing it to become inflamed. And if it's becoming inflamed and causing retina detachments or just eye pressure or anything that's messing with the eye in general, that can cause eye floaters, right? So uveitis occurs most frequently in people ages 20 to 60, affects men and women, okay, blah, blah. Uveitis symptoms of anterior uveitis include light sensitivity, decreased visual acuity, eye pain, red eyes. All right, and here's some of the things that cause uveitis, okay? Behçet's disease, herpes simplex, inflammatory bowel disease, Lyme disease, damn, syphilis, oh my gosh, the list goes on, the list is pretty long. I'm going to leave the link for this one as well. But basically what I'm kind of concluding to is that using makeup eye brushes actually can be harmful if you're not cleaning them right, and if you're allowing the bacteria to just build up and then you're putting it on your eye. What if you're sharing a makeup brush and that person has some kind of like weird bacteria in their eye or herpes? Makeup users, please don't bash me too much. I'm just kind of doing my research and doing it here on film and doing it here with the podcast as well. Let me know what you all think. Follow the Instagram at World of Floaters. Please like or dislike this video because I know I might get some backlash for this video. And that's not my intent. Like, I'm a nice guy and I only want people to, you know, actually love me and support the channel and follow the Instagram and follow me on Spotify with the podcast and whatever podcast outlet you got. But I think this is interesting that, I mean, it makes sense. Like, if you're touching your eyes and putting anything in your eyes, it doesn't have to be just makeup. Like, let's say it's putting your eye contacts in. Like, that one article kind of mentioned that a little early on in the video. If you're putting bacteria in your eyes, that could cause some kind of inflammation or make your eye like just bothered, right? And then pretty much all things that are affecting the eye, any kind of eye issues can cause eye floaters at the end of the day, right? Because your eye is under some kind of duress and it's causing it to, you know, loosen up some of the vitreous and the layers of the vitreous causing those eye floaters. Anyways, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this episode of World of Floaters. Check out the other ones. I want to be doing a new episode weekly, so please keep on tuning in and supporting the channel. If you enjoyed this video and you would like to donate towards the channel to help build the channel, and you feel like this information is valuable to you, you can leave me a donation at the Cash App or Venmo. Username JIMMYEJR. Also, let me know if you're down for a live stream. I want to start doing some live streams so people can kind of tune in and chat live and everyone can kind of get to know each other and be amongst the community. Also, I think that's it. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, James, World of Floaters out.